Welcome to episode 162 of Anime and Us. Was it 62?
Yep, I'm 62.
I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so we're doing the whole pick your reel thing.
Still, yes.
Problem is, in, was this J?
J.
Judenchan, Recharge. Yeah.
I actually,
there's nothing in J.
Yeah, I know. We spun the wheel last time because I couldn't find anything, and this is what we got.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing in J. And then, surprise alert for the next official category letter, there's nothing in K.
Not really, no.
So that's kind of funny. Anyway, back to Judenchan Recharged, directed by, who cares?
Oh yeah, we're covering Judenchan Recharged, by the way.
There we go. Written by Yasunori Yamada. Came out, original run, the anime was 2009 to June 2009 to September. And the manga was 2006 to 2013, which is pretty big.
Yeah,
that's a lot of actors.
I mean, it's a freaking Ichi, so it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So, I have a question right off the bat. How long ago did you watch this?
I watched it like 3 weeks ago. I don't remember. I remember the overarching plot, but like the nuances of it, I don't remember too much.
So,
there was nudity in it, right?
I don't know if there was straight up nudity.
I'm pretty sure there were nipples.
There might have been, no. There was a lot of Ichi, though. Like, every girl was in their underwear in every episode.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure.
Like, I don't remember nudity.
It wasn't, like, overtly like, oh, I'm gonna f*** you. Oh, wait, no, it was.
It was.
Not all the time, but, like, she would, like, sit down to watch, like, anime.
Yeah.
It was hentai.
There was
100% nudity.
There was a hentai inside this anime that was, like, the main show.
Which is actually kind of funny.
Yeah. So, before we continue, No, I'm going to go a little bit behind the scenes here. So, I watched this show 5 weeks ago.
5 weeks ago?
Because
it's been
5 weeks because, so, like, the next three episodes.
It has.
The next three episodes are going to be,
Watched it 5 weeks ago, then.
Yeah. The next three episodes are going to be movie reviews because.
I watched two movies in the last 2 days and then four episodes of King of Fighters today.
You're supposed to watch three movies. Did you watch the third?
Yes, I watched that 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So, yeah, it's been 5 weeks because...
Building a computer. And so, like, we do all the recording on my computer. And I got a GPU for free from a buddy of mine. So we wanted to build a computer around that so it would be all up to date. Problem is, I'm kind of retarded. So it didn't work for a long-ass time. And it's finally working.
So, yeah. So, behind the scenes thing, we're probably recording five podcasts tonight. So...
Yes.
Just keep that in mind. So this is going to be, our memory is going to be a little lapsed on some of this stuff. Especially Sean.
Doesn't matter.
But with all that out of the way, we're doing Judenchan Recharged. What is the premise?
So there's this other dimension.
Yes, of, kind of.
Like, I don't even know if it's a world so much as like it's a hub base for like this organization that detects people's like sadness levels and recharges them so they're happy.
Yeah, I think it's a world where it just... mostly took place within that organization.
What I'm wondering, though, is like, if certain dimensions have... Go away, Tang. I'm sorry. You're my cat. I'm wondering if, like, you've seen the show Loki?
Yes.
So you know how, like, that the governing body, I forget what it's called, is, like, in its own dimension, but clearly it wasn't created... Like, those people aren't from that dimension.
Right.
Like, maybe whoever made the Recharge Girl, I don't know what they're called, the Rechargeable Girls... came from a different dimension, and then they were like, oh, let's, look, we got dimensional technology, here's a good dimension, let's make this our hub base.
Maybe.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
It's possible, I just assumed there was a whole world there, because it seemed like they were...
All we saw was that city, like, that one little tiny, like,
yeah, no,
building.
Because they wanted to spend most of the time in our world.
Yeah, sure,
so.
But they didn't show anything else, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know, I just assumed there was a whole world, I mean, you could be
you
right.
You only ever see women there, though, right? I don't think we saw any
No,
guys.
There was guys.
Were there?
Yeah, there was, like, the... What's his? There's like a bad guy in like a control room. This show is very much manga bait.
Oh, yeah.
So it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So, but there are guys in that world and stuff.
Anyway, this organization.
Besides, this anime is not smart enough to think of a hub thing like that. So
maybe though.
I think it was just laziness. Honestly, they didn't want it. They just wanted
for the anime. Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe in the manga. I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. We're not reading the manga. So
well, anyway. So like, there's these Recharge girls. You're following the main girl.
Okay.
Her name.
Stop right there. You keep saying Recharge. You need to explain what that is.
I did it earlier. They recharge people when they're sad.
How?
Oh, they connect to like Transformers with their tail.
Their tails are plugs.
Yeah. And then they, like, shoot energy into them.
Then they stab them in the back with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really dumb. And then usually she shorts out and her starts to burn off.
It's a ridiculous premise just to get...
It's dumb.
It is.
And then she comes across a guy who can see her, and no one's supposed to be able to see her.
And they don't even explain that or anything. It's like, he can see her.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And not only can he see her, he can touch them and stuff, too.
When they're supposed to be able to go through things and people.
Right. And he's very abusive and hits them with baseball bats.
Well, I mean, all he doesn't agree with their way. So, like, there is a slightly deeper plot of, like, sure, if someone's, like, about to kill themselves and recharge them with positive energy, it's just going to deplete.
Right.
And then they're going to try to kill themselves again. So his idea is, like, fix the underlying issue, and then you won't have to recharge them over and over again.
Right.
So, like, in the very beginning, he hits them for no reason. And then he figures out what they're doing, and then he starts hitting them because, oh, you're doing it wrong. Do it my way.
Yeah, but he's still hitting all the baseball bats.
And then they kind of merge their two, like, paths.
Yeah.
They're kind of helping each other out to fix people. And he's still hitting them.
Because there's a main character girl who's kind of a ditz, and then there's the smart one.
Yeah.
Who does things by the rules.
The smart one has big tits.
Yes, of course she does. I was a little surprised that the guy that could see them didn't turn out to be the main girl's love interest at first.
I mean, it probably would have eventually went that way.
But it seemed like it was going for the other girl.
Oh, triangle. And then his little sister's friend loves him.
Yeah.
So, like, more of a triangle.
There was still a triangle, just didn't mean the first two. And one of them can't be seen by the other, so it's like...
Yeah. It's dumb. There's not much more plot other than that.
Well, then we get an antagonist, like, 10 episodes in about a little girl who makes people depressed.
Oh, yeah.
And she starts trying to make...
Oh, there's, like, other charge. There's, like, the opposite of them, right?
Yeah, that's what the... Yeah. She... I forget what they're
another
called.
Smaller organization that, like...
No. It's just a bag... Well, it might be an organization. I don't know. They manga baited it at the end, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's a part of another organization.
But she didn't... little kid didn't seem like she knew what she was doing, because at the end they were like, oh, you're okay now. You're with us.
I was thinking something else. There's, like, one episode where, like, assassins come in to, like... I don't know, steal their energy, something like that. I forget exactly what was going on, but there's like one episode where like two other people from another organization.
No, it was, I think it was the same organization. They came to discipline them for not doing the things they were
that
doing.
That happened.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there's something else. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I don't
think it matters.
This anime did not leave much of an impact.
Yeah.
It is.
It's not good.
No.
The writing's bad. The dialogue's bad. The art's not particularly great. Especially for its time. It was like 2013 or something. Like, it looks like something out of the late 90s.
Yeah, it's not good.
Music isn't great. The voice acting's terrible.
Yeah, it's just... Titties. They just... It's... Well, another one of those animes where the artists just wanted an excuse to draw boobs. Girls. Yeah, essentially.
Well, not just that, but like, it's not like... The artists are just doing their job, right? They're told to draw tits, they draw tits. But it's like the whole production of this anime
is
to bait you to watch it, but then there's really nothing there. Just so you watch it.
When I say artists, I mean the manga artist.
Sure.
Because obviously he wrote this. Because normally the writer is the artist in the manga, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just assume he's.
Well, more often than not.
So, like, there is he just wanted to draw scantily clad women, and this was his excuse to do it.
That's fair.
So, I mean, he drew a hentai within his own universe.
That was actually kind of funny, because every now and then the main girl would just sit down in this guy's house and watching hentai.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just on TV. It's not like she's putting it in
the
TV.
Yeah, no. It's the most popular show in, I guess, Japan. I guess we're in Japan. I don't know.
But, like, they'd tune into it, and then there'd be, like, a solid minute of us watching softcore hentai of, like, a girl being tied up and tentacles clearly going places, but you don't quite see it.
Yep. And there's this small-breasted antagonist in it who uses magic to make her big breast bigger. And then they become lesbian lovers at the end of the hentai in the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
We get a completion to that hentai story.
Hey, points. You know, you gotta give props where...
There was an arc!
Where they go. It was an arc and it was completed.
That's
more than a lot of the animes, including this one that we got.
This is...
But the hentai within the anime had a completed story arc.
I mean, to be fair, this one kind of had an arc, a mini arc towards the end. It was very episodic for a little while, as for her going and fixing the depressed person of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it started out with her saving the guy who can save her little sister, and then his friend, and then it started, you know.
All right, I think I'm done.
Well,
it's below average. It's a 3. Maybe a 2.
It's a
wasn't
3.
The worst thing we've ever seen.
No, well, not definitely the worst thing we've ever seen. But it It's just ecchi to its core. It's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to watch girls in their underwear, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, you could just, I don't know why you just don't go watch a hentai at that point, but if that's what you're into.
I mean, maybe you don't have access to it. Maybe you just have Crunchyroll, because this was on Crunchyroll.
I guess, but if you have Crunchyroll, don't you need the internet for Crunchyroll?
Well, you do and you don't. Like, you can watch that on your PlayStation.
That's fair.
And PS5s don't have internet browsers.
They don't?
No. You can get to it if you go through the settings, and there's, like, a manual, I believe it's a manual type place in the settings, and it brings you to the internet,
mm-hmm.
and then you can use the browser through that, but there's no official browser for the PS5.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But it is odd.
PS4 had one, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought that's just weird. Okay.
All right, guys. Next episode.
Yeah, next episode.
Dragon Ball?
Yeah, it's going to be a Dragon Ball Z movie.
It's,
Super Android 13.
There we go.
It's not going to... we'll tell you what K is going to be when we get to K, but there's going to be three Dragon Ball Z movies for the next 3 weeks. So, until then.
Bye.
Stop now.